What up, though? This is your boy PG430 back again with another episode 34 of Daddy and Gaming. Got the crew with me. Got me, Mug 11.
What up?
Tyler.
What's up? What's up? I got the horses in the back.
Yo, what's up with that? I like that. I like that shit right there. I know every week. She always surprised me every week.
What's she gonna say this
week? Right, and of course we got 1,000 hours. I'm not even gonna call him Granddad. I'm calling him 1,000 hours because he ready to whoop
they
ass.
Don't leave my side.
They don't believe.
Never.
Never.
Granddaughter.
I like how you held it like some dirty drawers. Hold that shit up again.
Right.
It's foul in these streets.
Foul in these streets.
You know why? Because it's just foul what I'm doing to these niggas online. Right. Because I'm just killing them.
Right.
Corpses all over that goddamn switch.
So speaking of like gaming and fighting, you think you
where are we recording? Where are you recording this at?
Recording live at Dead End Studio. I thought he about to say something. I looked at him like,
"What are you doing?"
I'm like, "What the fuck?" Recording live at Dead End Studios, live in Atlanta, Atlanta, GA, Dead End Studios. Make sure you look it up. Check us out, website, all that good stuff. So, Granddad, you think we want to give him hit him with the announcement now, or you want
which announcement? Because we got multiples. Well,
the Mortal Kombat announcement.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do all of them, bro.
Yeah.
Let's do it all.
Pick your order.
Since we're getting started, you know what I'm saying? So people just coming
let's
in.
Let's announce some shit. Let's unveil some shit.
They know what's going down.
So y'all know Mortal Kombat 11 is dropping
April 23rd.
In a matter of weeks. April
23rd, to be exact.
And you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for me. BZ excited. Everybody should be excited except for Eric.
Fuck that shit. No, I'm joking. I've never shitted on new Mortal Kombat games.
We are going to be officially throwing a Dead End Games sponsored Mortal Kombat 11 tournament right here at Dead End Studios on May 11th. Yes, it's all about that 11. 11, 11, no us. But it's going to be...
Yo, that 11, 11, so no us.
I picked it up quick.
We got to do it 11. I'm like, I know I'm 11. But
oh my God.
Wait, what? Anyway.
Give me a second.
Man.
I can't make jokes around y'all, nigga.
Sure.
I'll be slow as hell. We live, y'all. Come on now. Get with it. No. But yeah, so it's going to be on May 11th, and there's going to be a sign up. I'm going to set up a Smash GG account. So if you're in the Atlanta area or you're close and you want to come through, hang out with the crew, you got BZ430 on the wheels of steel. He's going to be DJing, y'all. We ain't going to have no food or nothing because we broke. But so eat before you get here. Don't ask for shit or you're going to have to pay. But it's going to be a sign-up fee. We're going to have a prize pot. We're going to have a little, you know, probably some merch to give you. And the winner of the tournament will be a guest on Dead End Gaming. You'll be a guest on the podcast so you can, you know, tell everybody how you watched everybody else and how much of a great Mortal Kombat 11 player you are. And just, you know, come through and hang out with the crew. So more details will be available. A flyer's going to come up, and you'll be able to hit us up on either my Twitter, BZ's Twitter, or the Dead End Games Twitter. And the rest of the details are going to show up. So make sure you look out for that. And if you want to get this work, we'll get them hands. Sign up. Make you some money or lose you some money. Because, you know, don't matter to me because I'm always going to have money in the bank. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do around here.
That's right.
Second announcement, y'all. It's going to happen. We are working out the deals. I was just DMing the bro right now. The rematch. We are setting it up for sometime next week. Maybe we're going to hammer it out. But the rematch. Granddaughter. Versus Fantano, Smash, Pac-Man, Yoshi. I've been training 1,000 hours. I didn't make 1,000 hours yet, but I passed Fantano's hours. So past Fantano hours, hashtag that shit.
That means you're ready. That means you're ready.
But I'm ready. I mean, I'm elite status. I mean, I've been working. I've been grinding. I've been training. So
oh, you got this. You got this.
We gonna work it out. So once that is 100% confirmed, I'm gonna try to get it confirmed by today, tomorrow. You'll find an announcement, and we're gonna do it live again. And y'all better back me up. Y'all better not be talking shit. Y'all better not be siding with Fantano. He is the enemy, y'all. Okay, remember that. So support me.
Also, dude, you got any more videos coming up on the channel?
Yeah. So once I get my bad, y'all. I ain't been dropping no videos. I was sick this past couple of days, so I've been out of commission. But I'm gonna try to get some more gameplays out. If not, when Mortal Kombat drops, the story mode is of course gonna happen. I'm gonna try to do some more streams, but I'm gonna see if I can get some stuff up for y'all between now and then. It's a couple things I could put up, but just look out for some more stuff on Dead End Games. But if not, the Twitch. I'm gonna stream something, but you're gonna see me. We're gonna do something. But yeah, so Mortal Kombat 11 tournament coming May 11th. Rematch with Fantano sometime next week. So be here. Get ready for that shit. It's gonna be crazy.
Where is here?
Here for the tournament, you're gonna be here physically.
The URL for the live stream.
Well, you know, twitch.tv/deadendgames.
Dead End Video,
video
games.
Video Games.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's the same shit.
Right.
It ain't. Goddamn, Google. Nigga, show up somewhere else.
Dead End Video
30
Games.
30 people.
Twitch.
Like, where he at, though?
Twitch.tv slash Dead End Video Games. And watch us work, you know. Hopefully I win, y'all. Like, I'm scared, y'all. It's all on me.
What you scared about?
Hopefully you win.
You just
got finished talking about your thousand hours. I got confidence in you and everything.
I got confidence too, but I got a feeling like when the time comes, like 70% of y'all niggas gonna flake on me. Y'all gonna pull.
Who gonna flake on you?
Not you. I trust Beezy.
Man, I trust you.
I don't trust Ken. No, Ken gonna walk out.
It shouldn't matter.
If I lose,
you
one
gotta
stock,
be focused.
If I lose, that's the first stock, Ken gonna walk out. I already know.
Ken only gonna walk out if you looking bad.
Yeah,
be great. That right.
If I miss one short hop, he gonna walk out. Watch. He be like, he ain't jumping right.
Nah, I'll give you a couple of matches, then I'll walk out.
No, but I'm confident, y'all. I've been training really, really. Like, I've never been so focused on Smash Bros.
That's why I'm ready for.
I've never not put down a console as much.
Which is why you really don't need to get your ass kicked.
I ain't gonna get my ass kicked.
Like, for real.
Ain't no ass whoopings happening.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Crazy matches going on. Techniques have been learned. Okay.
Don't
waste our time again.
I feel you, man.
Let's just say this. I ain't played Fantano, but I ain't lost to a Pac-Man since. And I've played many a Pac-Man.
Okay.
When I see Pac-Man, I get fire in my eyes. I see that nigga. I'm like, yo, I ain't losing.
You like a bull, you just see red.
I never lost to a Pac-Man. I focus in on a new level.
Okay.
Like, that's like my mortal enemy right now.
I got faith in you, man. I believe it.
I can't even hear that Pac-Man music. When I hear that, I'm like, yo.
You can't even go in the laundromat.
Where that nigga at? Who won the work?
Oh, my bad. It's Miss Pac-Man.
I'm trying to fold my clothes. What are you talking about, man?
So, I guess,
sheets in here. What do you mean?
Since you're talking about it, what games have you been playing besides, of course, Smash?
So I did play a little Division. Okay. A little bit before I got sick. I'm still got to get work on there. I played some.
What level? Where are you at on Division?
I think I'm at like level 12 or almost 13 now. Like, I've been slow grinding with that game, but I got to get it in. But
he's about to kick you out.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
12.
I was about to ask.
I've been exiled already.
I was gonna ask you need some help. That's all.
But yeah, I'm gonna try to do that. I played a little bit more Horizon. I didn't stream it though, but I did get a little bit further in the Frozen Wilds.
Okay.
Because I want to get that done. And then I just played some Tetris 99, and I was contemplating copping the new Yoshi game, but I ain't copped it yet. I'm going to cop it, though, Yoshi. Don't worry about it. You still the homie. But I'm going to get it at some point, you know, because, you know, I got to support the homie, you know. That's what it is. So I'm going to try to get that. But, yeah, I'm just waiting for Mortal Kombat mostly.
Tunnel vision right there. Yeah, because you got to get tournament ready. That's all.
Exactly.
What about you, Tyler?
My answer is the same. Like, it's been pretty much the same for the past several weeks. And kind of similarly to what Granddad just said, I'm waiting on Mortal Kombat 11. So once that comes out, I'm planning on copping that for Xbox. So you all will hear my answer change then. Also, still looking forward to Rage 2 coming out next month. So only a couple weeks on that. I've gotten a little bit further in Rage, the original, in preparation for Rage 2 coming out. So that's been pretty cool. I'm getting more and more into it. I've actually gotten to the point where they have the Mad Max style. You put weapons on your cars, mm-hmm. and you can drop like bombs and turrets and stuff from your cars. It's dope. So, that. And then still Apex, of course. I'm averaging about one win a night now. So that's pretty lit. Those shooting drills have been working. Like I said, that muscle memory, that old school, like I said, playing the piano for 11 years. And I'm like, how am I going to incorporate this into my video gaming currently? And it's been working.
What's been on your Throwback Thursdays? It's been Rage. The first Rage?
Yeah, the first Rage. Okay. Because, Rage 2 is coming out, I want to say, May 14th? If I didn't pull that date, out of my ass. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's May 14th, somewhere around there. So I'm trying to get Rage 1 finished before that comes out. So as that gets closer, I might start adding a stream for Rage or just playing it on my free time outside of Thursdays just so I can get that done in time for Rage 2.
What game was you playing when I came in your stream last time? I don't think it was Rage. I can't remember what game it was that came your recent.
I was playing We Happy Few like a week ago. I don't think you made it in that day though.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember what was happening? I think it was Rage.
It was Rage.
Do you remember what was happening when you came in?
No, I don't even remember. I remember I was messing with you. I was like, look at the chat. because you was talking so much. And I was like, look at y'all, ain't she so engaging? You didn't see that. You didn't see none of that the whole time. I'm talking about you the whole time. I'm like, look at this, y'all. She's so engaging with y'all and everything. Isn't this wonderful? They're like, yeah, BZ, it is wonderful and all that stuff. But you didn't even see it.
Yeah, how did I miss that?
I don't even know. Because you was like focused on the game and you was talking and you were just like telling us all about what was going on. I'm like, look at it. She ain't even saying nothing. I can just type in fish. She don't even see fish. but yeah, I can't remember what was going on when you was playing it, but I was in there talking about you. And you
that might have been right, because there was focused. A point in Rage when I was playing Mutant Bash TV and I was super into it and I couldn't look away. So it might have been that. Yeah, it probably was that. That's the only time I can think of on a stream recently where there was something going on that I wasn't looking away from.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like, look at her. She ain't even paying attention. What about you, Eric? What you been playing?
Wait. Well, something I have been playing that Tyler did not mention was Jackbox's 3 and 5 that you neglect to mention.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I mentioned. Yeah. So we did another Jackbox stream on Sunday. Right. And a bunch of you all came out. So thank you, as always, for that. Oh, actually, I'm like kind of glad that you brought that up, because this last time when I did it, I added Jackbox Party 5. So we had Mad vs. City, which is the game with the freestyling robots. And everybody loved that shit to the point that people didn't even want to play anything else. I'm like, yo, we can't keep playing the same game like over and over and over again. But I think, BZ, people was telling you that they thought that you would like it. So next time we do a Jackbox stream, you're going to have to jump into Mad vs. City.
That shit is so fun, yo. Like, it is? Like, being in her streams on those, I want to request that you do it every Sunday, by the way. I was going to do it off mic. No. So this is, like, the most fun that I've probably ever had in a Twitch stream at these Jackbox
shows.
That's
dope.
Like, that shit is so fun. Like, whether it be Trivia or the rapping robots or... Like, what other games are there?
Quiplash.
Like, all that shit is hilarious, bro. So if y'all have not checked that out, check that shit out. Twitch.tv/TylerDurden. TyLerDurden. There you go. So yeah, make sure y'all check that shit out. So I'm going to add that to games that I've been playing, you know. But I'm back on Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I saw
it. Yes. I saw him stream that a couple times. Hey, I was like, yes.
I've not played this game in like 6 months.
He was getting
his ass whooped.
He was getting worked.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
He was.
I've been playing everything, but I beat that shit and I beat another one like immediately after it the next day. So yeah, I learned.
You ain't beat the game.
I ain't beat the game yet. Yeah. I've been playing everything.
All right, I'm just saying.
I've been playing everything.
Game. Talk to me when you beat the game and fight a grizzly bear.
It will be beaten by the time.
Fight
that
a big ass bear in the
No, you think he's going to get the power armor?
Oh, tell me why he started off where the power armor was walking around. You know, he was like, I told him you got to leave and get the. Power
I went back
cells.
To.
Did you get all the? You get all no, the cells?
I got like one more, and then
bro, you
got
to get all them cells.
I'm gonna
and
get
it. Ain't easy to get. Like you, it's a journey to get all them cells.
It is. It's a journey.
But you gonna need that power armor.
Put your game and shit, your skills to test.
I ain't
brother.
Too worried about that shit, but I'm gonna beat this game so we can stop talking about it. So yeah, it's gonna be beat by the time other motherfuckers hear this podcast. Like I'm not,
really.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a thing. Like, I had already beat 18 missions by the time I came back to it. It's only 22 missions in the game. I just dropped it.
So you haven't been doing the side missions?
You ain't doing side missions.
I was doing side missions. That's really? Why I hadn't beaten
it. Oh, so you've been putting in work then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, that. Forza Horizon 4 is still...
that's that racing game. So that's that racing game,
yeah,
right?
Man, that's
drive for shit.
No.
Running into buildings. I saw it.
It happens.
I saw it.
It happens.
You're like, shit.
I could be like,
you sure did. Yeah, you sure did.
I'm sure it was like crazy high after that game. I was like, God damn.
Yep.
I'm going
like, yo, nigga, what you doing?
I'm going like 140. I've been winning my races, though. I've been doing better than everybody else. So other than a bash guitar in the chat right now. But Just Cause 4, that shit... The reviews were kind of right, man. I really like Just Cause 3, but I'm not a huge fan of Just Cause 4. It's really vague about it, what it wants you to do and where shit is. I honestly don't know if I'll play it again, but I might. Division 2, my gear score is in the 400s now, B. So,
thanks to who?
Riga.
And?
You helped me get to level 30.
Yeah.
He helped me get my gear score up to the 4+.
But when you was playing with us, you was getting those drops though.
But they was all 250.
I don't know how. And you was on our map. I don't know how.
It's because I was level 30 and I wasn't able to get like
you was
gear
in a tier
score.
One. Yeah, okay, right. I got you.
But no, YouTube B, you helped me get to level 30. I got to give Rigo all the credit for the 420, 30,
and
whatever.
It was funny because I was playing with y'all and I didn't know it was him. I'm like, Rigo. I'm like, hey, that name look familiar. What's up, man? Because I recognize him from the Discord. So I was just like, oh shit, what's up, man?
You. Yeah, that's my day one. Old School Saturday was Metal Slug 4. Now, y'all talking about me trash at Forza Horizon and Horizon Zero Dawn. I was the most trash at Metal Slug 4.
Metal Slug is the game where you die 150 times.
Man.
You cannot not die 100 times in that game.
That shit was so stressful. And like when you play by yourself, you're not super aware of your trashness. But when you got people watching you and you're like, fuck. Fuck these niggas watching me dying. I gotta not look stressed. that shit was stressful as fuck. But Metal Slug 4 is still a classic. Cool as shit. That's what I've been playing.
Yeah, just like Tyler, it's the same thing for me. Division 2. Shout out. I want to shout out to Belly Ocean and D the One, also known as Texas Gunslinger, and his PS. What's Billy Ocean's is Love Live Lyrics. We've been smashing through these damn Black Tusk missions on here. We did some challenging missions, got some good drops. Like every time I'm on, they on, and we always play together. And shout out to Devin. We be playing that a lot on that thing too, man. On that Division 2, tough. So we getting ready because the raid is April 25th. We pretty much got all our tier 5 stuff and getting exotic guns and stuff still working on now. So yeah, Division 2, I'm pretty much gonna be still playing that this week. I'm like granddad. Like, I'm playing this game. Mortal Kombat 11 is gonna be a nice break from Division 2. I can play that and get some characters down pack and learning stuff and everything. So like, hey, it's on. Just let me know when you need some help on that Division, granddad, because I play the missions with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna summon the power of BZ to get my level up.
Yeah,
I feel bad that I'm like so behind, but I'm like, yo, I gotta get this because the game is amazing. It is fun. It's a lot of fun. It's just I gotta put the work.
And not a you're a tier one. You haven't done the Black Toast missions yet since you got the tier one.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, I'll be listening to them talk.
But, listen to who talk?
The people. Like, here's the Black Tusk. They're a fearsome. Like, no, I don't understand.
It got red when you beat that last mission. Didn't the map turn red for you? You don't remember?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Black Tusk. Yeah.
B, are you going to play Mortal Kombat online as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You play fighting games online, like, a lot?
Not a lot, but I play a little. I'm really excited for that story. I'm going to play the shit out of that damn story mission before I start, like, playing folks online. But, yeah, I'm going to get my skill up before I start playing folks online. Or whatever. And then once I get like at least one character down pack, then yeah, I'm gonna go online and I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm ready to whoop some ass. I got this guy down pack. Let me go online and play some folks.
You think it's gonna be Scorpion, your first dude?
No, I think it might be Cabal because I'm excited. Cabal is back.
Yeah.
And Cabal was my dude. Cabal was my dude on MK3. Like on MK3, you lucky we didn't play MK3 because I'd whoop your ass with Cabal. I still know how to play with him on MK3. But yeah, I would have played that man like real quick and I want to get Cabal down pack. So.
But yes. You got to learn everybody else's fatalities.
Right.
Memorize all of them.
I'm gonna get one person. I'm gonna lock on one person right now.
Well, I'll say because I was playing Cabal the last beta.
Uh-huh.
Cabal is really good, but his execution you got to be on point because if you mess up one small thing, you can drop the whole combo. He doesn't have like easy combos.
So like he like did on 3.
So it's real technical with him. But once you get him down, you're a monster.
I bet he is.
Yeah, it's only a couple characters that I would think he would have a problem against, but for the most part, and I think he's got the best fatal blow so far. I haven't seen them all, but he's got one of the most trolliest fatal blows.
Okay,
and it's like so. Yeah.
Yeah, Cabal. I'm whoops some ass with Cabal.
One of my mains too, but there's so many other characters when they drop.
Yeah, it's gonna be some folks I know. I'm gonna be like, oh, let me try them out. They look dope. Let me try them out. But yeah, Cabal is definitely gonna be the one I'm gonna go to first. Like. Bing, Cabal. Like, I want to play him first because that's nostalgia for me. So I'm like, yeah, I used to kick. Boy, put your quarter up next. Who got next? Cabal. I used to be whooping some ass. So, okay, on to gaming news. We got I remember when Tyler sent this.
Yeah, I think
tools.
I got a name.
You got a name?
For our fellow gaming communities. Oh.
What's the name?
It's not anything special.
What?
Dead End Gamers.
It's still
the Dead End Gamers.
It's still on to the brand, you know what I mean?
Dead End Gamers,
yeah.
That's our little community.
Okay,
I was thinking
by Jove, I've got it.
Why didn't I think of it earlier?
When else would I say it, Eric? Kevin?
Another time.
You mean like, I don't know, next week? Why not now?
Right.
And get it out the way.
I thought we'd be amazing. Shattered.
That was major. I think the people think that's major. Hey, how about you get
amazing.
Over here and start switching this
y'all
camera?
Y'all think right. It's amazing now. Like y'all gotta hashtag like we are dead end gamers, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Granddad, he got it.
Support it.
All right, y'all are no longer orphans. Y'all are now dead end gamers. Congratulations.
No longer what?
Orphans.
Orphans. Oh, goodness gracious. Names. But yeah, on to the news. This one is a horrible one. Just to start off on a sad note, about the Pokemon acquisitions of sexual predators shaking the Pokemon YouTube community. Like, I remember when Tyler sent that to us, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. I think, didn't we have a situation like this a few weeks?
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
That one was with The Sims.
The Sims, yeah.
That's
now what there's a play. But really, and then even before that, we were talking about, I think it was the Gearbox guy who had the child porn. And that's really actually, after we kind of go over the basic details, I wanted to kind of ask you all what you think about why the... Because obviously there's a lot of predatory behavior in the world in general, which is fucked up.
Right.
But when we have one of these stories like every other week, it's like, okay, what is it about the gaming community that makes it susceptible to this predatory shit that seems to be happening all the time? And so I kind of wanted to know what you all think about that. Like, whether it's because it's a hobby that attracts a lot of people of different ages, or whether it's like the anonymity of being behind the screen.
I think it's because of like, because, you know, I guess when kids can play gaming online, is you kind of, it's not really no parental check for that, I think. Like, if you put your child on PlayStation Online or Xbox Live, it's not, is it really on Xbox? Is it really like a parental thing?
I mean, you have those options, but.
But is it really stopping? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think predators look at it like it's an easy access to kids, because they know kids are going to be playing video games online a lot. I mean, hell, look, you know, Ken's son, Kendall, who's, you know what, 10 years old, he's been playing like since he was like 6 or 7. He's playing online, playing with other people online. I mean, mainly as kids, but that's just an easy way for predators to go in, is just and be doing some crazy, weird, whatever stuff that they do or whatever. That's what I think. I think it's a easy gateway to kids.
So for those of you all that aren't familiar with the story, basically very similar to the story that we had recently about the Sims community and how there were people within the Sims community that were abusing their power and using it to prey on young children. Now, this week, the controversy has to do with people that are in the Pokemon community that are basically YouTube personalities, one of whom has 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. His name is The King Nappy. I'm not super familiar with the YouTube Pokemon community in order to say that I know who he is personally, but him and like some other people that are really big in that scene, it kind of started off with one dude whose name is Nathan Putnam, I want to say, and it came out this girl was crying. She did like a video that she put out. She was crying, talking about how when she was 15 he would aggressively hit her up asking for nude pictures. And then like some other women came out and said the same thing, and then this dude, The King Nappy, was like, yeah, you know, that's fucked up, like we didn't really know he was doing that. But then somebody pulled him to the side and said something, and then three people came on and was like, yo, no, you're preying on people too.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but it's funny in the sense that like this dude tried to speak up and be like, oh, I don't know what that's about, and
try to be the voice.
Like, yes, you do know.
Just
what
like,
it's about.
You a perv too.
Wow, being a voice.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so and then I came out that another person in the same community, this one was actually a woman, was also hitting up I think both men and women, like young boys and girls, trying to get them to, you know, send nudes or try to like talk about sexually related things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said, very similar to the story that we had maybe a week or two ago with the Sims community.
And so when I saw that, that's why I was just like, damn. And when you sent that, I'm like, damn, again? I'm like, we were just talking about this like a few weeks ago, man, with a different type of game. So I'm just like, man, these predators, I don't know if it's a way that like these software developers can kind of come up with some type of like parental I don't know. I mean, I can't even
really
think how
that you can do.
Yeah,
like, they can say, because these predators can like they have anonymity, and like you can literally say, hey, I'm this age or this age. You can lie about everything, and there's no way they can really track it and prove it unless they kick down the door of your house,
right,
see who you are,
right,
which, you know, is going to be a rare occurrence. But it's just unfortunate that this is keeps just popping up more and more, and you just see that, you know, the gaming community and these different facets and these different, you know, areas have just these people just coming out of the woodwork or being found out that they're doing this type of activity. It's just sick, because it's like, you know, it just makes you double think about, you know, like your kid or someone's kid, you know, playing online and, you know, who they're really talking to. Because it's like, because this kid could be thinking this is somebody that is a friend or somebody that, you know, they just enjoy talking to. But it could be some, you know, creepy middle-aged individual who was just like, you know, preying on them and then luring them in with their trust. And then all of a sudden, hey, send me a picture of you or do this or do that or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or and it's just really, really just weird and creepy and fucked up. And I just hope all these people who are being outed, you know, get their just due and, you know, get found out, get outcasted. If they really did, if they have child porn stashed on their computers, you know, have them do some jail time, really make an example out of these people so we can nip this in the butt. Cause as you know, things get more and more, cause everything's going to start going online anyway. Mm-hmm. Like the more the games go more advanced, the more online it's going to be integrated. And that's just going to help them out more, be more anonymous. And I don't know. We just got to figure out a way to stop this from really being a real major, major problem across the board, not just like an occurrence here, an occurrence there. Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot more out there that just
haven't been reported or anything yet.
Yeah, that's pretty. You know, and that's what's concerning because like you know really don't know how many are out there.
And a lot of these instances aren't even just playing online, but they're in these other communities that are kind of tangential to gaming online. For example, like this is more of a YouTube controversy, like the people that are in the Pokemon YouTube community. And then with the Sims thing two weeks ago, it had to do with a community that was kind of tangential to actually playing online. And so when you have things like Discord, because that I remember that came up in the Sim story about people hitting people up on Discord, it's like you have these kind of side things that aren't exactly gaming online, but they're kind of these similar communities. And a lot of parents probably don't even know what Discord is to know that they should be worried about their kid being on it or whether or not somebody's preying on them. So yeah, it's just literally like damn, like just one of these stories like every couple of weeks.
I know, and it takes the fun out of like video games, because you think of video games, especially 10-15 years ago, it was such a safe haven. Yeah. And now you get stories like this popping up and it's like, well damn, can my child play this game safely? You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I'm looking at it, if I was a parent, like, man, can my son play Xbox Live safe? You know what I'm saying? Online.
And I think that's one of the benefits of us growing up, the time we did playing games, because you had to physically be there with the person to play games with them. It was more of a in-person interactive thing.
That's a good point.
And now everybody plays games online. Like when even like young kids, they don't play, their friends don't come over to the house to play games. They all go home and play online and talk on a headset.
Yeah. So like they're right next to you.
Yeah, it's like they're right next to you. So it's like it's not the same. So that just opened the floodgates for these people to just show up and do that. So it's just fucked up, because I don't know. I just can't believe there's people out there just, you know, spending their time and their day just preying on young kids who are just trying to have fun and play video games and, you know, entertain themselves and they think they're being safe and they think they're just, you know, doing something they enjoy. You got somebody out here just trying to, you know, lure them into doing all this crazy stuff or, you know, making them feel, you know, that they're their friend or whatever it is they're doing just to get their own personal disgusting gain out of it. And it just needs to be stopped.
With these YouTube personalities in general, I used to be one. Willie remains one. BZ, of course. You have audiences that skew younger in general. And when you have a topic like Pokemon, like mostly kids watch Let's Plays online or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when you have that influence over such a younger group, they're willing to do anything for you. And you're able to be very manipulative, just like any celebrity, like Cosby, for instance. Like, you know, aren't you my fan? Like, don't you love me? Why don't you just take off your clothes then? So it's real shitty for them to take advantage of their platform like that. As far as what to do to stop it, I don't know. I think you just have to take it a case by case basis.
Yeah, make an example out of each one that's found out, and the bigger that they are, or the more known that they are, I think it'll kind of. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but it'll kind of like make other people second guess about what they're doing, because they're like, okay, well, if so-and-so got this punishment, maybe it's not worth it, or maybe I need to, you know, and, you know, you never know. People are going to be who they are, and, you know, just hope.
And with being an influencer comes a lot of ego, so
yeah.
They feel like, you know, I'm untouchable. They ain't gonna find me out. And, you know, that's Vine stars, that's Twitch people, Vine stars don't really exist anymore, but they've been in these similar controversies because they have a bunch of young fans that will do anything for them. Oh, what were you going
to
say?
To kind of piggyback off of what you said, the flip side of that is that a lot of times there's a certain shame or stigma for the victim where they don't want to come forward, either because in the instance of it being you know, a personality or an influencer that they follow. They don't want to get that person in trouble and then have everybody else in the community mad at them. I feel like people think about things that way. Or, you know, for example, last time with the Sims controversy we were talking about, I remember that there was one child involved who their parents didn't even want them to have a YouTube channel in the first place. So they're like, oh, well, now I don't want to say something because then my parents aren't going to let me have a YouTube channel anymore. So in addition to punishing the people that are preying on these like young kids, we also need to ultimately, and this is maybe kind of one of those perfect world things, like how do we actually implement this? But I think that there also has to be a certain amount of destigmatization or encouraging people and saying, hey, it's okay for you to come forward. Like, this isn't your fault. And that's really across the board as it relates to any kind of, you know, victim, is it like victim mentality like that, or victim shaming that happens in the world.
that's crazy. I hope they do crack down on stuff like that, because this is this shame for kids. Speaking of Assassin's Creed, you played Assassin's Creed Odyssey, right?
I've been wanting to get back to it. It's just been too much going on. But yeah, eventually one day I'm going to make it back to Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
They talking about Assassin's Creed possibly, you know, being about the Vikings. So, and I'm trying to think of it. I can't remember the timeline of the last Assassin's Creed I played. I'm trying to think, would that make sense for them to do a Vikings and Assassin's Creed?
Well, they kind of like jump back and forth between different timelines.
I'm saying Assassin's Creed in space. Fuck that. Let's do it.
So you want to see that happen?
I mean, yeah, just to be funny. Like, stealth astronauts. Think about that shit. Going to the moon, just like floating.
There's no sound in space.
Like, I remember when we were talking about games or series that were overrated, you said Assassin's Creed, and you were talking about that whole timeline jumping. Like, for me, that's actually, because I feel like a lot of Assassin's Creed games can get redundant, but I know they're trying to move away from that. But also, that's one of the things that I actually respect or like the most about the franchise, is how they kind of go back and forth through all these different historical time periods. Yeah. And for people that are into history, like, that's dope. And also the rendering of these, you know, kind of ancient worlds or, you know, previous, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, time periods. Like, to me, that's one of the things that's most interesting about the series, how they go back and forth and decide, okay, now we're going to go to this Viking, you know, world time period. Now we're going to do, you know, ancient Egypt or ancient Greece. Like, that, to me, that's one of the dopest things about this, about the series.
So do Vikings appeal to you?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Yeah, not,
I wasn't trying to like shit on you. No. I just wanted to know if like Vikings made you excited.
Like, are you kink-shaming me? Like, what if I am in the Vikings?
I know.
That's all. Was like, am I into Vikings, like, from a gaming perspective?
I think Eric was sincerely asking that question. Yeah. I think he was really curious. Because, I was thinking that too. I'm like, damn, do Vikings really interest me to play Assassin's Creed?
Like,
I
really
play
as a Viking? Maybe if it's Leif Erikson Day.
I know.
Hangry, dangry, dangry.
I don't even really know enough about Vikings to know whether or not that's interesting to me.
I got you.
Like, it's one of those things, like, because I've always been into like ancient Greece and Greek mythology. So when I heard that they were doing an ancient Greece thing, I'm like, oh, dope. Like, I was excited to do that. With Vikings, I'm like,
what's the appeal?
I don't know enough about them. I know that they have beards and they have hats with horns on them, right? That's it. That is the extent of my Viking knowledge.
We got the Minnesota bike.
But actually, they never actually wore those hats with horns.
They How never. Do you
know
wore
that? Fun fact. I don't know. I read it somewhere.
That's all I had.
Common misconception.
Oh my God, you know.
He's like, I just read that somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I don't remember.
How many more times?
He read that show in the shade room.
Breaking.
Right, breaking.
Vikings never wore them hats.
You're right. It never wore them hats.
All a lie.
Live on the shade room.
They didn't even sell on chips.
Right. Goodness gracious.
I'm just thinking with Assassin's Creed. I mean, it makes sense though with the timelines and the games that they've done in the past for them to go towards Vikings. But now I'm thinking, like, how much more can they do? Like, what other time periods are really left for them to really
like, shit, bro.
I mean, there's a lot of things, but I'm like, that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know because Assassin's Creed just doesn't like interest me anymore. I guess like that. So
I'm with you.
Put that shit in space. I swear. Think about it. Like, you just, like, just you know, put that shit, like, you on the fucking moon.
So, like, let it take place in, like, a 3,000 or something like that?
Yeah, like super future. You on, like, you just going from different planets. You, like, choking out fucking, like, aliens and shit.
They'd be taking a chance, I think.
Why not? Like, you know, Assassin's Creed, like, you know.
Because you got some diehard fans that probably be like, no, man, I don't want to be in no future. I don't want to be in no space. You got some diehards like that.
Yeah. You they'll be all right for one game.
You think so?
It's 30 of them games already.
Like, why not?
It is. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them.
You can't keep looking back. We got to look forward sometimes.
So, resident historian, what time period would, like, excite you? Be like, I got to get this one. Ultimate edition. All right, that's
yeah, good. Somebody said that in the chat.
What it is? Someone said that in the chat for real?
That time period? Or like, because I think that would be kind of cool.
I think that would be very dope.
Yeah, so do something like Genghis Khan then. Like that period.
Or like the Middle Ages.
When the Black Plague hit, just see everybody just fucking die. That opened up, and then let's see. I was like, think about that, the Dark Ages. Like, yeah, hey, you're right. That's a lot of shit, but space.
It is some London shit. So, okay. All right.
That's crazy. But okay, so PC gamers.
We got a topic for y'all.
Topic
get
for
ready.
Y'all.
The master
PC, strap in, grab your popcorn.
PC gamers. The Epic Game Store has PC gamers enraged. I'm not a PC gamer. I don't know if any of you guys PC game. I think we all console.
Yes. The Discord was on fire.
I didn't see that happen.
About damn time.
It was saying in December 18th, Epic Games makers of Fortnite and the Unreal Game Development Engine launched the Epic Game Store. The announcement was followed by a flurry of store exclusive game announcements, many of which anger fans use playing new titles exclusively through Valve Steam platform.
So yeah, basically like Steam has been like the predominant store.
It's a leading PC games marketplace. Okay.
Right. And so now that Epic is getting in on that market, like now it's kind of pissing a lot of people off because there are a lot of games that are coming out that are not coming out on Steam where they used to. And they're only coming out on Epic. So it's actually kind of bringing into play that whole exclusive conversation that we all have a lot about Xbox versus PlayStation, where there's only certain games that are available on this console. And like now that's kind of starting to seep into the PC market. So
that's why PC gamers was pissed.
Yeah,
that's why they was like, I didn't see that in Discord. I didn't see that in Discord.
It was like a 2-on-2 tag team match. Like, motherfuckers was arguing. Like, I forgot about
it. In the Dead End Gaming Discord, I missed that. Oh my God, I can't believe it. And I'm usually like, I usually peek in there all the time and be lurking. But I ain't seen nothing in there when they was talking about it. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I missed that. But yeah, PC gamers, I feel if it sounds like this is a thing for y'all to be rage about. I feel
sorry
for y'all.
There's other aspects of it too that like people just don't really fuck with the Epic Store. And I mean, the Epic Store is new and people, once they get used to certain things, a lot of times it takes them a while to start shifting towards acceptance. Yeah. But there's some other stuff that's going on with Epic that people don't like. Like one of their investors is this billionaire from China and people are like, oh, is he making all the decisions? His name is like Ponyma or something like that. What'd you say? Yeah, okay, yeah. So the guy that owns that, his name is Ponyma. I didn't remember what the name of the company was. But yeah, so people are kind of talking about that. Also talking about how there are significantly less features on Epic Store than there is on the Steam Store in terms of being able to share and, you know, stuff like that. Like I said, I am not a PC gamer, but I've heard enough people talking about it that I know that people are up in fucking arms. And yeah, there's more and more games Epic is kind of one. Epic gives they take less money from profits than Steam does. So that's making them more attractive to people that are putting out games. And so it's forcing people that don't necessarily want to use the Epic Store to have to use it if they want to get these exclusives. And people are not happy about that shit. That's my understanding of it.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Is there any PC gamers been in the chat saying anything?
They're talking. Well, while we on the topic, let's just ask one of the questions that's already later. I'm gonna ask it now.
Go ahead.
It's from Lucky God Hand. Why haven't you guys joined the glorious and superior PC Master Race? Our games are cheaper, better looking, and plays at higher frame rates than consoles.
So I don't feel like buying a new computer.
Yeah. I have to buy something like that to game.
So basically, like with me, like I'm not against PC gaming. It's just I know what goes into building yourself a proper gaming PC. It's a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of upkeep, you know, to make sure that it's going right. And with me, if I buy something, I want to make sure that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all in and make sure it's like the best thing I could, you know, get for my dollar. I've used the Steam store before. You know, I've bought, what have I bought? I've bought, you know, Geometry Dash, Cuphead, Killer Instinct. Like, I bought a lot of games on Steam, and I still have a Steam account. So,
this is on your Mac?
My bad. So yeah, so my, well, I have, yeah, on my Mac, and I also have a PC. Well, I had a PC laptop that I would use too, because some games you can't play on Mac. It just depends, because Steam like is friendly for some games that are Mac, and some games are just, you know, PC. But yeah, I mean, if I don't know, and I guess I just grew up with consoles, and I'm just used to consoles.
I think that's how it is.
Yeah,
with me.
That's what it is, yeah. And I like having like a controller. And you can get a controller, or you can integrate your controller with your PC game, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, it's not a big deal. I can do that, but I just feel like, you know, what goes into building yourself or going out and buying a proper gaming PC, like, I just rather just save all that and just go buy me a console. And I know it's not going to be the same frame rate.
Right.
But honestly, I don't care about that shit. I just care about how, if I'm having fun playing the game.
Right. Like, and if I enjoy the game or not.
If I enjoy it, yeah. That's my main thing. If I can enjoy the game, then that's good enough for me. I don't really care how fast it moves or, you know, how smooth it runs or whatever it is. Because if I'm playing online, like a first-person shooter, I know that shit matters to a lot of people or other games like that. But to me, it's just like, you know, that's not my thing. But no shade on the PC Master Race, you know. I respect what they do.
Yeah, because what I know, one thing I noticed, especially during like the Fallout 3, New Vegas, and Fallout 4, like with PC gamers, they get to have all these cool mods and stuff when you're on the PC. Like, we didn't have that for the Xbox and PlayStation 4 folks, that in PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, we didn't have those luxuries to have different mods and stuff and customizations. Like, I think that's dope that they have that, the PC world have that. So I respect the PC world for that. But just like Granddad, it's like I've been playing a console my whole life, so it's just like, that's it. I don't want to spend the extra money on having this dope ass machine, laptop or computer, and it might be obsolete in 4 years or 3 years.
You gotta keep making sure it's upkeep. And sometimes, with me, it's just like when you get a gaming console, it feels like, okay,
this is it.
It's a game.
I mean, like, I might put in.
It's like when you get a computer, it's like, okay, I can play my game on here, but you know, I can also go on
Microsoft Word. Paper.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like it's a computer. I see it as that's my computer.
Right.
So yeah, I can play games on there, but I like the fact that I can just cut on a dedicated machine. And I know
strictly for games.
This is strictly
you feel like
game.
Yeah, I'm about to play a game.
Exactly.
Now.
You get in that mindset with a PC. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna just cut this on, and you know, I'm playing on my computer, and it's cool. But it's like,
ooh, man. They probably pissed at us in the chat.
Well, I went through a PC phase when I want to say, like, around the time I mentioned Tribes a couple episodes ago. Like, I sank so many, I don't think y'all can even understand how many hours I sank into Tribes. Like, I spent so much time playing that game. I think
I thought you
my
said
memories,
sing at first. I was about to say, damn, you were singing, girl? You're like, I sang so much. I'm like, oh, shit, for real? I'm like, shit, I be singing this shit too. Shit.
I mean, I was probably singing, yes, yeah, okay, bitch, as okay. I was shooting people. Okay, but okay, that was about the extent of my singing, because, you know, I always do that. But yeah, no, like Tribes, Doom, like Miss. I definitely went through a PC phase, but you know, kind of really the exact same thing that you all were saying to me. For the longest time, it was like, okay, well, I want a game with a controller. And now I know that you can, like you say, integrate your controller into it. But it just still, it doesn't feel
the same.
It doesn't feel right to me. Yeah.
We've had that feeling for the long time. Yeah.
The game just shut on. He's like, okay, it's time to game.
It's time to game.
Like, that's
yeah.
what it is. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's just that we don't, it's not that we don't hate it. It's not like we're like, yo, fuck PC. It's like, we're not Xbox and PC. Like,
right.
You know, it's just not our
thing. Eric loves PC gaming. You know. Don't you?
No, I barely play them.
You got this machine right here.
I have it for editing and streaming. But that goes into, I will be PC gaming from this laptop. But before now, I haven't had anything that could run anything decently. So there just never was much of a point for me to try. And I have tried. Mm-hmm. But like back in the day, I used to get CD-ROMs of like NASCAR Rumble and Mega Man X5 and shit like that. But not like Unreal Tournament and Counter-Strike and all that shit. But I've always understood the value of PC gaming and, you know, why people prefer it. But it is a lot of work. And I understand the other side of plug it in, play it. You know, with PC, you got to configure it. You got to know how to install it or pay somebody to install it, which is trash. But yeah, I don't know. I'll get into PC gaming soon enough because now I got something that can do that. And yeah. No, I won't get a tower because I need portability.
Yeah.
Stop asking me.
That's actually another thing that I was going to say, because, you know, generally when I have a computer, you know, it's at a desk. Like people it's who have like the tower and everything, yeah. Right? It's stationary. Yeah. And I don't really like to game like sitting up in a gaming chair. I know a lot of people, even people that play on consoles, will have like gaming chairs and stuff like that. But for me, you know, like my current setup is in my room. So like I'll be like sitting up on my bed playing, or, you know, I'll be laying down watching Netflix or whatever. Like that to me is an important part of my whole gaming console experience. Or know, before yeah, that, I'll be sitting on the couch.
Like you be looking comfortable as hell when you play your game.
Right.
I'm like, look at that pillow all fluffy and shit. She be chilling, like, and just be talking. I'm like, why she look so damn comfortable? I thought my little gaming chair was comfortable. Yeah, I got my little shit on my neck and shit. My thing. I be like, bet she got the little couch and the nice little velvet. She got the velvet pillow and stuff right there. I'm like, damn.
Metal sprinkle all over.
I know. I'm like, damn.
Candles be lit.
Only thing she misses.
I'm about the game. Yo,
yeah. Only thing she misses is like some incense. Like light some incense. I'm like, man, that's a move. That's a whole move right there. I'm missing that, but hey, I love it. I just want to mess with you. That's all.
Oh, like yeah. I said, that's another reason for me. Like even before that, I would sit on the couch. Just the idea of sitting at a desk on a computer just doesn't sound comfortable. It just doesn't sound like gaming to me. It's just all of the above.
Yeah.
For every reason I could find to be like, oh, well, now I can integrate a controller or now I can do this. I would find another reason like, well, it's not going to work for me for this reason.
Yeah, you got to sit at a computer desk and play games.
And speaking of that, the whole integration thing, like when I was doing Cuphead streams for my channel, for my gaming channel, I was bouncing because my Mac is double integrated with Windows. So when I was like, you know, doing the compute, the controller and stuff like that, the setup process was just so long to, you know, you got to plug it in, you got to sync it up, and you got to make sure it's integrated, and you got to make sure you configure it every time. And then there was times where I would configure it, but because it was trying to read from the keyboard, like I had to keep reconfiguring it until it like linked up with it. And then, you know, trying to transfer the files because it's not like, you know, I couldn't just use straight game capture. I had to like save the file a different way and not just have it like going straight through the console. So it was a lot more of a process doing it that way. You'd rather than just having a dedicated console to just be able to just say, hey, plug it in, boom, go. So for me, I just think consoles on that part is easy because since I stream and I, you know, do gameplays, it's just easier to do it on a console for me too. So that's another reason.
All right, so Tyler, I know you got this next topic for sure, because I know I'm not knowledgeable on this one, but Microsoft reportedly combining Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live subscription. Two for the price of fun? That's what it's showing. That's what's so funny. Right. Like, Two for the price of fun?
Yeah. Nobody buying that shit. Or maybe fire that nigga.
So what you think about that? What's your opinion on that?
Well, Microsoft, I mean, I'm going to do it because it'll save me $5 a month, but somebody else was saying, I saw in the comments on that article, which is a very valid point, that if you're one of the people that doesn't pay for your Xbox Live by the month, if you pay it, say, for example, by the year, then that doesn't really do anything for you. So basically what's happening is that you have Xbox Game Pass, which is $10 a month, and then you have Xbox Live, which is $10 a month, and they're putting them together so that you can get both of them for $15. So basically you're getting $5 off of that. And yeah, I mean, like I said, if you pay by the month like I do, then yeah, it's beneficial. You'll save some money. But if you do not pay by the month, then it doesn't really do you a whole lot of good. But it does encourage people to get Xbox Game Pass if they don't have it already, since they'll basically be paying just $5 more than they're already paying for Xbox Live. And then they can get all the different games that are available on Xbox Game Pass, which as they kind of start shifting into maybe having disc lists, consoles would make a little bit more sense for people to give them that option. So, I mean, we've talked on other episodes about why Xbox Game Pass is useful or worth the money. And so now they're making it even more worth the money by making it costless.
So Xbox Pass is like what PlayStation Plus is to PlayStation?
It's like PlayStation Now.
Now, yeah.
Oh, and it was...
Xbox Live is the $10 you pay to do online stuff, like
so it's
play
like PlayStation
online
Plus.
Games. Right. Exactly.
I got you.
And then Xbox Game Pass, they give you access to a bunch of different titles that you can just download directly to your console and play them. As we've talked about before, a lot of times, for example, Rage is on Xbox Game Pass, which is how I've been playing that. So since Rage 2 is coming out, they have that on there. They also have Mortal Kombat 10 on there because Mortal Kombat 11 is coming out. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, if there is a new title coming out that has previous iterations, and then they'll put it on Game
Pass.
That's
smart. That's smart because every month PlayStation Plus always have like games you can download for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even have Mortal Kombat X this month. You'd think they would have put Mortal Kombat X for free download this month. I'm like, Sony, y'all fucking up, because this month, I think this month, I think this month and last month they had some whack games to download for free. I think the last game that they had that was decent was Call of Duty Modern Warfare was probably. I was like, okay, that's a decent one. But the past couple of months, I'm like, come on, Sony, y'all slacking on these damn.
Sounds like you have a reason to think about switching.
But when she said that about Mortal Kombat, I'm like, why didn't Sony think of that? Like, that, if I was Sony, I'd be like, MKX is gonna be free this month. Cause they did this, they did that for when in January when Resident Evil 2 was coming out, they had the Resident Evil joints for free. So I'm like, why not do the same thing for Mortal Kombat? They should have Mortal Kombat X free. So this is for people to play it and get used to, you know, get the Mortal Kombat feel. I'm like, y'all slipping, Sony. Y'all slipping.
I feel you on that. I don't know. Maybe, well, for me, I wouldn't have got it anyway because I'd be like, nah, I'm ready for the next
one. For the new one?
I'm not trying to play the last one.
I mean, for people who's like...
But who's, you have never played it, then, yeah, that makes sense. But so what you were saying is, like, they have to pay for it every month. So they don't have, like, a year-long package thing where you can just, like... Where they can give you like that same kind of price break, but you can just pay throughout the year, or you have to pay it monthly.
I think they are planning on doing that. I think I saw that in the article, but they haven't even fully released this yet. It's just kind of something that was hinted or alluded to. Somebody that tweets a lot of Xbox leaks said it, but when they approached somebody at Xbox for comment, they were like, oh, we don't comment on rumors, which is kind of what they say to everything, basically. But yeah, that's not official yet, but it seems to be in the works, and it makes sense, you know.
Yeah, you would think they would come up with a year, like some kind of deal where they can say, okay, for the whole year you can get this, because, like, I don't know, that's how I buy my subscriptions. I buy my subscriptions for the year. I don't like paying monthly for anything, so, like, I just say, okay,
yeah,
what's the year price?
I buy mine for the year,
because I don't like
to
think about it. And like, oh, I gotta play my PlayStation Plus this month. And I'm like, nah, just knock it out for the whole year and be done with it.
They have that for the separate services, for Gold and for Game Pass.
Well, I mean, but for bundle, I think for the bundle they should also have like a year long thing too, since, you know, it's gonna be something that they're gonna use together. And, you know, for me, let's just say if it was me, I would look for that 1 year long bundle where I could just knock it out. And I think most people, well, I guess if you're a kid then you get your parents to pay for it, then they would have to pay it every month. But like for me, like I'm just like, yo, give me a whole year, not have to worry about it, and I can just play as much as I want and not have to worry. So we'll see.
Hey, you all saying what you all said about Sony just reminded me, because we were talking about how at their recent presentation they were talking a lot about VR. And so I saw earlier that they are working on a patent for glasses, like prescription glasses that will work with their VR. Thing.
Oh, for people who probably wear glasses.
Yeah, people who need glasses. Okay. Like, they're working on some kind of patent for, like, prescription, whatever, to work with this. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think they need to scrap VR all together, in my opinion. They just haven't... I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, look, I'm a Sony guy, but I'm being honest. Look, I'm going to be real. I think they haven't really, you know, made enough games or good games that can go with a VR. And, like, who's... I know me personally. Who going to put on a damn...
Yeah. I just think VR is just... Well, the whole thing with VR,
it's gonna be like 3D TVs. Remember when 3D TVs came out and it was like a thing for like a 6 months?
Came and went.
Right. Yeah, I think VR just hasn't been done right yet. Like, I think, you know, it's just too many things about it you gotta do to start playing. Like put the headset on, grab the little controllers, or, you know, or even with the Oculus Rift, like all that stuff. Yeah. Like, it's just so much you gotta do. And then the games are still very minimal.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you do this, you do that. It's fun for like 30 minutes, and then you're like, all right, I want to play a real game, you know? Because, like, every time I play anything VR, I get bored with it really quick.
Head probably get the sweat and stuff.
Yeah, and then you take that thing off, and you get the imprint on your face, and it's just like, it's like you just don't feel, like, satisfied that you play this, like, you know, I would just rather sat down and had a controller in my hand.
Plus, I wouldn't feel safe. Like, somebody come rob your ass.
Yeah,
like, no awareness of your surroundings.
Nothing.
What if, like, an enemy sees you and just sneak you, like, from, like, just, like, knock you out from behind or, like, rob you, or, you know, it's like... You ain't got. And
I'm talking about in real life.
I'm saying real life. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, it's like, or like you see the case of people like playing and they get too into the game and they run into shit or they trip over stuff because you can't see or you hit somebody around you. It's like you see all that stuff. It's like they need to figure out a better way.
Y'all remember when y'all remember when B was playing on VR at my birthday party at Battle and Brew?
Yeah.
He was mad confused. He's like, how you work this thing?
Yeah,
this
thing. Right.
And I couldn't figure that shit out either.
Man, I couldn't figure it out.
Nobody can figure it out. He's like, and then, like,
I started moving. I was like, wait a minute, I can't move over too much because there's a rail right over here. I'm like, I might fuck around and fall over. I said, boy, I'm going to be the laughing stock of that night.
Shit didn't look fun at all.
It's not.
Yeah.
Sony needs to take that money and sink it into making a controller that doesn't suck.
Oh, my God.
Sony controllers. Why are you dogging out?
Them controllers are immaculate.
These are good controllers.
Go get one. Yeah, go grab one to show her.
This is a good controller.
Look at the quality.
Put it in a hand.
Put it in a hand. Look at the color. Look at the grips.
Like, this feels good.
It feels good. It looks good.
Like, I can do a lot with this.
The light changes colors.
Right. Golly. I can do a lot with this.
The joysticks are in the
wrong place. I prefer it for Street Fighter and stuff, but I prefer Xbox for first-person shooters.
For first-person shooters?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hell yeah. Or Division? Yeah, I'd much rather play it on an Xbox controller.
Really?
But I'm fine with either.
Yeah. Golly, y'all just hating.
Who's y'all?
Not y'all, but Tyler. I'm sorry. Because Tyler be tweeting this stuff, talking about throw all this away. Throw all this away. She think I didn't see that. I'm like, dang, Tyler, for real? That's how you feel? For real? Like,
she gonna walk into the MK tournament, see how the PlayStation? Mm. I guess.
That's why she wore that shirt today.
Right.
You want a PlayStation controller?
Nope.
Man, that's so wicked.
Oh, man, that's okay.
I think did we touch on this topic? I think you put it in here last week, Kevin, but use it for this week?
No, I'm joking. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can gamers become boxed in by genres?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
You think so?
Yeah.
And that was a fun discussion. What's next?
No, but for real, okay, I'll say one or two sentences about it so we don't just brush past it. But I noticed that, like, for example, when I read Game Informer, I'll see descriptions of games. I'm like, oh, this sounds really interesting, but it's not a type of game that I normally play, so I kind of skip over it. Or there might be titles that I don't hear about because they're not in my usual genre of game that I play. So I think that there is something to be said about that, where maybe people don't try other things because it sounds like something they're not interested in.
Yeah, that's just down to preference. It's like music. Like, you don't listen to every genre of music, probably. There's genres of music that you don't like, you know, just because it's just what you don't like. But I think being boxed in is like, I'm only playing this type of game. Like, no, fuck. I only want to play.
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
I know some people that's like that.
I only play, you know, first-person shooters. I don't play fighting. I don't play sports games. Or I don't play, you know, fantasy, like Final Fantasy and shit like that. I don't play those. So, like, those people who are, like, adamant, like, I don't play that. You know, those people. But, like, me, I'm open to anything that just intrigues me. Like, even there's even been genres of games where I didn't think I would like it, but the type of the way that a specific game was made, like, I'm into it. Like, I'm not into Final Fantasy type games, but I played the shit out of Paper Mario and the South Park games because them shits were just entertaining as fucking fun to me. So, like, depending on the type of game it is, like, I'll go for it. I don't like to box myself in either. So, but I do have my preference of genres and games. Like, I think everybody does. So
I think it's like with music, like, even though there's a genre or whatever you gravitate to, I firmly believe there's songs in every genre. Shout out to Lil Nas X. Songs in every genre that you will love if only you heard them and gave them a chance, you know?
I bought the shit out of Rhinestone Cowboy. Shout out to Glenn.
Yeah, but like this, you know, like whatever. But that's why I sell Game Pass so hard, especially when it's like $1 for a month or $2 for 2 months. I think it's gonna be, I forgot, I posted something on Twitter with this. Yeah, $1 for 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, great ass deals. And it's not like this is a game that really appeals to me, I'm gonna buy it or something like that. You're not gonna buy games that you're just kind of iffy on. It's just kind of like Netflix, where, oh, I like this description, I think I'm gonna check it out. And it's just like, oh, well, shit, I found out I'm into something else now. That's pretty cool. And your whole horizons are expanded, so it's pretty fucking dope to get out of your boxes, because gaming is such a wide ass medium. There's so much shit out there.
I mean, yeah, I don't blame or I don't look down on gamers that like only play a specific type of game. If that's what you like, you know what, that's what you like. I mean, I'm not gonna be like, I might say, man, you need to play this, and if they be like, nah, I'm not really into that, all right, I'll leave it alone. I don't really like kind of force them to kind of broaden their horizons. If they already got their mind made up that they only play this type of game, whether it's just only racing games, if it's only just fighting games, if it's only sports games, then look, do you. Like, if it makes you happy, if you like it, I love it. And now, like, what were you about to say?
I don't like you. Play all that shit. Nah,
turn that shit off.
Nah, go ahead.
All right, so I'm in redemption week. So now we about to do the guess my game. And it's back on me. You know, last time y'all guessed my shit in like 2 seconds, and I felt some type of way. So hopefully this week, today, I'm going to try my game. So then, like, I just got to say like this one thing about it, and then that's it, right?
Yeah, then we'll try to guess, and then if anything, you have to give us
anything. I can say like anything, like any clue.
As long as it ain't vague, and all that, you can get a gun. Like, okay, don't say shit like that.
All right, so it's what?
Let me know as soon as you finish so I can start the timer.
Okay.
You're going to run a 2-minute limit now.
Okay. All right. 2 minutes, you got to reveal it. All right. So I'm about to go right now. Right. Okay. I'm about to say, look, I'm like, hit the, look, you trying to cheat.
Right now.
Look, I'm like, hit that timer, like, right now. Okay, so it's the PlayStation exclusive.
No, what? No, the fuck out of
no,
here.
No,
count?
No.
That don't count?
You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't. No.
Okay, okay, okay. What, okay, I'm going to give you another clue.
Yes.
Give you another clue.
You got to talk about the game.
Okay, the game. Okay, it takes place during World War II. Ah, huh? Is that a good one?
Okay,
huh?
Is it a, is it a shooter game?
Is it a shooter? Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, ask so we can collectively figure this out.
Are you sure it's a PlayStation exclusive?
I mean, look at me. I believe
time pause,
right?
Yeah, time pause. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's only on PlayStation. It's only on PlayStation. Yeah, don't look. Okay. Don't
Saboteur.
I was thinking that. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Nope.
It's set in World War II.
Don't look. Don't. Yeah. 30.
First person shooter.
I already said that. Yeah.
You said.
I said shooter.
Oh, it's a shooter. Oh yeah.
But it's first person.
Yeah.
Trying to think, what came out on PlayStation 1? That was a first-person shooter. That was a it's like a war game though, like it's like a dedicated like, or is it just set in that time?
World War II first-person shooter.
Was it on PS2?
Okay.
Yes, it was on PS2.
Okay, I'm just trying to get like a sense of like the time period.
Is it
Wolfenstein?
Oh well, hold on. You said,
well, because you said it was a PlayStation exclusive, but we didn't decide whether it was PS2 or PS3. Like what kind of? Time
oh, I gotta say, what system
if
is
she
on?
Asked.
Yeah.
You just is well.
I just asked you, was it on PS2?
Technically,
you're against the clock.
Technically, no. It's not on PS2, but it's the later games is on PS2. Because it's like a series. Yeah.
Wolfenstein.
Nope.
I know it ain't Call of Duty. They didn't come out till later.
30 seconds. This timer ain't long enough.
Yeah.
We got to get the questions next, though, so that's one.
20 seconds.
No. Hell yeah.
World War II.
Oh, your shit better be right or you getting facts only, B. I ain't got shit.
I ain't got shit either.
10. I would have had shit if I had more time.
Well, give her additional 30 seconds.
I don't know. I don't have anything. It's just the fact that I know that I have a timer is causing a brain block.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say it yet. Let me check the chat.
Okay.
All right, they guessed Medal of Honor.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That was not no PlayStation exclusive,
it
man.
It was. It was on. Look, let me show you. It was. Now, maybe the later ones end up on Xbox, but this one, the first one was on
PlayStation. I don't know that was on PlayStation. PS1.
I don't think so, bro.
Platform. Look.
I thought Medal of Honor was on PS2.
PlayStation. It's going to mention other platforms if it's on another platform. PlayStation.
Okay.
Medal of Honor.
Hey.
So, took place in World War II. Huh?
No, not really.
No, it wasn't really a trick. But they did make later Medals of Honor on PlayStation 2. So that's why when I was like, wait a minute, then no. Okay.
Yeah,
the original one was on PlayStation
God
1.
God damn it.
So,
oh, well.
Yeah.
You got us.
Yeah. Talking about.
You're trying to fact check somebody.
You got to, man.
Oh, no.
I don't trust nobody.
I got my W up in this shit, baby. I had to redeem myself.
Because he fucked up on the Perfect Dark shit, okay? He said it was one. It was two of them. So I got to make sure.
But nobody care about two, though. Two don't count.
It does count.
You know,
it does.
I know.
Nobody like play that shit.
That shit does not count at all. Okay, so yeah, you got the questions.
We only got one question now since we answered one early. Our last one comes from Smithson. The word classic is thrown around a lot these days when it comes to a lot of things. In your opinion, what separates a classic game from just a really good game? And also, are there any modern games you would consider a classic? For example, I think Last of Us is a classic.
I was just getting ready to say that. Last of Us is definitely a modern classic. Like, I feel like that game is definitely a modern classic. Because I think I put that game, it's in my top 10 of all time, and that game is fairly new. So, yeah, that's definitely a modern classic.
All right, the first question, what separates a classic game from a really good game?
Longevity. Like, I think when it comes to a classic game, you got to think about a game that people still talk about to this day and it's been around for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Like one of them games that when you hear it, you're like, oh, automatically.
Your mama know it.
Without a doubt. Yeah, your mama even know about it. So, you know, games that just hold weight and not only hold weight, but made an impact in the in whatever genre that it came out on. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's countless amounts of games that we can just put in that category that's considered classics. that are just, you know, when you just, or they're the standard bearer for that genre. Like when you think of a fighting game, you think of this. When you think of a shooter game, you think of this. When you think of a
RPG game,
you think of this game. Like, so there's games that are just like, boom, undeniable classics or franchises for that Mac too. So.
Yeah, I guess what separates the classics from the good games, I guess the good games is kind of like, you know, they probably had their shelf life for like a year and a half, a year or something. Maybe like they be great for a year and then it's like their afterthought after that.
So would Destiny fall into that category?
Yeah, I would put Destiny. Would just be really good game. Because Destiny 1 was the shit, man, but it just... Yeah, like a year and a half. By the time they got the year two stuff and expansions, it was just kind of like, yeah. So, yeah. What was you about to say, Tyler? Like you was about to say?
Yeah, I might be the lone wolf here, but I don't agree with the idea of a modern classic. I don't think that we can say that something is a classic until we're like 20 years down the road.
Because, damn, 10, 15 years? So you think you got to
maybe
you gotta
five.
Get,
I don't know. I don't have exactly.
Because Last of Us came out 5 years ago, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't seem like it, but yeah.
No, it came out in like 2013.
Last of Us is one of the rare exceptions where you can say, yeah, that's a modern classic because it was just such a well-done game on every level,
yes.
And it's like you cannot peg out anything wrong about that game. Like, to me, I couldn't. I was like, as I was sitting and playing the game, I said, this game is fucking perfect.
Yes.
Like, literally. Yes. Like, everything about this game just makes you want to keep playing it. And when it was over... Immediately you wanted more. Immediately you was waiting for the next one. And when people are still like just like waiting for that second one.
Yes.
Like, cause, and then they still reference the first one. And there's so many games that are really good. Like I would consider like God of War, the franchise, a really good franchise, but I wouldn't consider it classic.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good one.
You know, like it's got its own name and stable, but it just hasn't hit that classic status because, you know, there's things about God of War. Because there's been so many that could have been, they progressively got better, you know, but it wasn't out the gate perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Last of Us out the gate was a home run into the parking lot, shattered from the windshield.
Right.
So, like, grand slam. Like, that's what it was. So, but that scares me about Last of Us 2, because
the bar is set so high. Like,
if they do better on Last of Us 2,
right?
Naughty Dog I'm going to consider Naughty Dog one of the top five developers of all time. Like, they easily.
Because
they've done already, because they've got so many, like, IPs under their belt that have just made great games, like Uncharted, and, you know, you got Crash Bandicoot, and, you know, all these other,
Jack and Dax.
And just for them to be able to just continually crank out these quality games, but for them to, for the first go around of this new IP, just to put a stamp down like they did, and then just make a modern classic. You know, not many developers can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the ones that have been in the game as long as they have. So,
right.
You know, I'm just wanting to see how well they're going to do with this next one, which is probably why it's taking so long to drop it.
Yeah, they're making sure this shit is right, man.
Everything is exactly right because they know one hiccup, people, it's not better than the first one.
They know that bar. They know they set that bar for themselves so high. Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I want to see it, but like, I'm worried.
I think The Last of Us is a masterpiece and it's like a phenomenal game. I just, I don't feel like it's old enough to be a classic. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I guess, the frame that I have in my head for what a classic is. I just feel like it has to have a certain
amount
of age.
You like me when it comes to music.
Are there any albums that have come out in the past 5 to 10 years that you all feel like can be called a classic?
Five
to ten, because I think that I said old. 10 off the top of my head, and I really do feel like so to me something has to be like 10 years old for me to feel like a classic.
2009 and behind, 2014.
And then 5 years ago, 2014.
Yeah, so after 2009, are there any albums that came out after 2009 that you all would say they were classic?
That's a classic.
Good Kid, Mad City can be a classic.
Yeah.
People always say that.
I think To Pimp a Butterfly probably would be considered more of a classic than Good Kid, Mad City, though.
I think a lot of people say the other way around.
Yeah. Well, I think because if you think about just like how it, like Good Kid, Mad City, because we're talking about hip hop now, but Good Kid, Mad City made Kendrick like a star, but To Pimp a Butterfly it pushed him to that, like, okay, this dude is like on another level. Like that album like put him in the upper echelon. So once he hit that, so I would consider like, but he's one of those rare occurrences. There's not many artists who can crank out albums like that right now. So you bring it back to games, there's not many games that come out and are at the level of quality of a Last of Us. It's hard to make a game that damn good. Like, it's so hard to make a game that, because there's so many things that go into making, you know, not only gameplay, the look, the story, the emotional investment into the characters.
Yes.
All these things.
That's why it's a modern classic.
And not a lot. And there's so many games, like Horizon Zero Dawn is a great game, but I think that the acting.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
No classic.
The acting, but it's no classic. I think God of War is a great game.
Great game. Yeah.
Spider-Man was a great game, but it's not a classic.
No classic.
What makes those not classics?
What? Those games? Because I don't think they hit all those more. Like I think, you know, there's things I can point out with all those games that I think could have been done better or should have been done better. You know, no matter whatever those three games I talked about. But with The Last of Us, there's nothing I can say that I would change about that game at all. And I played through that game 4 times straight, and I still enjoyed it.
And expansion. You played expansion too?
Yeah. And it was just flawless. And I'm like, how do you make a game this good and this perfect? Like, how? Even Uncharted 4, which I loved, still had its things about it. Last of Us, just they just got it right. It's like the stars aligned perfectly. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they can do it. I mean, I want them to do it again with the second one, but I'm really afraid
that they're not. I'm going to still play it. I mean, we're still going to play it,
But it's just that bar is so high, because that's one of those once in a blue moon type of game that just drops. It really just like makes
everything difference. Work. Yeah.
So
you would call that an instant classic? As soon as it came out?
I don't think when it first came out, it was an instant classic, because I don't think everybody jumped on it like at the same time. I think it was one of them games where word of mouth spread, because I didn't play Last of Us when it first came out. It took me a while to get to that game, but everybody was telling me, did you play Last of Us? Have you got to it? I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then when I finally sat down and played it, I understood why everybody was telling me to play it, because it was so phenomenal. So I think it was one of those slow burn classics. It wasn't instant, but people got wind of it and the word of mouth spread, and that's what it was. So it's just like an album that drops. It's kind of like Mad Villainy. Like, everybody didn't know about Mad Villainy when it first dropped. But when you hear about that album, people tell you about it, then when you listen to it, you understand why the album's a classic. So that's how I think Last of Us kind of turned into. And people still are figuring out about Last of Us, are still just playing. Like, Ken hasn't played Last of Us yet, but I'm pretty sure when he plays he's going to say the same shit.
He's going to be like, man, that shit.
Yeah. Like Tyler, I'm anti the phrase instant classic, but if... let's say I had to make a prediction of what's gonna be a modern classic. I'm gonna go back to God of War, because simply the one that just came out.
Okay.
The presentation of it, the voice acting, like the game was all one shot. Like, that's crazy. It's beautiful. It's action packed, and the gameplay is actually good. That's what I was worried about before I played the game, because with some games, it seems like gameplay takes a backseat. And with God of War, there was no type of, they were both here as far as story, performance, presentation, all of it was just like really fucking good. I'm not going to say it's one of my favorite games of all time, but I definitely see people putting it in those conversations.
I don't know. Like, I love God of War. And yeah, it's one of the best games that they put out on PS4. Easily.
Yeah, I love it too, but I wouldn't.
You know what I think about though with that game, which I don't know because if they're gonna make another one, but I really wish. I think what just the only thing that they didn't give me in that game, they give it to you at the end in the little cutscene, but I wanted to fucking fight Thor.
Spoilers.
I think it was missing.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
I'm glad you gave up.
Look, I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all ain't play God of War, like you don't get to fight. You talk about him, but you don't get to fight him. But
just in case you didn't hear the spoiler the first time.
Right. I know, right? Like, he went right back to it, didn't he?
I'm already double down.
Damn, granddad.
My bad, y'all, if you ain't played the game.
But I will pull out a dry erase board where we can write the spoiler in case you all have bad hearing. Right. Now you can read the spoiler.
Well, I'm so, yo, Eric put me in that position.
I didn't put you in shit.
Because I was like, yo.
He went and blamed you right away.
Right. Blame Eric. Talking about God of War Classic and shit. You shouldn't have said it was a classic yet.
Hey, man.
But you can't think of any title? Nothing? You kind of, you strict on that?
Any recent ones?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. you like me with music. I'm like strict on using that word. People use that too much. But
Deogen threw out a season one of The Walking Dead, and I was thinking about that just now. The gameplay doesn't equate
to a classic.
You got to hit all the marks. You got to hit everything. Yeah,
it's all story.
Yeah,
I think I feel like in order for something to be called a classic, this just kind of pops into my head that people still need to be talking about it like 10 years after the fact. So I don't feel like it's possible for us to see that. And for example, like Fight Club, which everybody knows is my favorite movie. Like Fight Club did horribly in theaters, but it became like a cult classic. They're like built over years, you know what I mean? And so like the thing is, if you would ask people 3 years after Fight Club came out, they're like, oh, is this a classic? They're like, no. But you know, the thing, because of its longevity in the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not public domain, but you know what I mean? Like, because of its longevity and like people talking about it, and that's kind of what made it a classic. So that's why I don't feel like it's possible to give something classic status until it's been around long enough for us to see for sure that it's standing the test of time and that people are, it's still on people's minds.
Right, right. That's true. That is bad. I think Last of Us is doing that. People still talk about Last of Us like it's like it came out last week. So I'm like, man.
And it doesn't even feel like it came out so long. It just it still feels fresh.
I know.
It's like, and I don't know. That just shows. That's the only modern classic I can comfortably say. Yeah, that's a modern.
Like I said, and I played a lot of video games. And like I said, that's in my top 10 all time. Like if I was to list of top 10, Last of Us would be in there somewhere. I don't know. I don't know where it'd be ranked at, but it'd definitely be in my top 10 all time. Easily.
Is Turok a classic?
He's talking about it 20 years it's later.
It's not a classic. It's a great game. It's definitely
just
a great
joking
game.
Because
Turok.
I know.
Never forget.
I know.
Y'all remember Turok?
I know.
We gotta get a shirt, man.
Look, she had to sneak that in on me. So I can take it. You know what I'm saying? I can dish it and take it. It's all good.
Kevin, make it happen.
Right, it's all good.
Y'all remember Turok?
That's all the questions.
Goodness.
No poll this week, by the way.
No poll this week. Okay, so hey, I guess that'll do it for this week for episode 34. Thank you guys for watching live, folks, and Twitch and everything. Make sure you listen to the actual podcast. It drops this Friday. If you don't have a chance to listen to this, watch us live. Until then, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.